Okay, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That time of the week where we combine Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, do a car review as well. Richard, take it away.
Awesome, Dad. Well, I have driven one of our, I guess it's become one of my more favorite SUVs, and some of you are going to be surprised by that. That is the 2026 Lexus RX 450H. And some of you are going to say, Richard, an RX is one of your favorites. And what I would say that is they redesigned this car a few years ago. It used to be kind of the soccer mom's car of choice, right? I guess, or I should say the upscale soccer mom's car of choice.
Well, and really quick, let me step in. They were the first car of its kind that set that market ablaze.
They did. And so this is kind of that, I guess I'm going to call it the midsize SUV, Dad, right? Because it's not a compact SUV, but it's that midsize SUV that fits four, you know, five even comfortably, but four comfortably with cargo in the back. Got a lot of room, but they've really redesigned it, Dad, to improve the cargo room. They actually even have an extended length version. That's not the one we're going over now. They've obviously got the hybrid platform. We're actually going to talk about the plug-in hybrid platform today. But like you say, they sort of pioneered this segment, Dad, in a lot of ways, kind of this luxury midsize SUV. And it's really one of my, again, favorite vehicle. So I'm just going to jump right in. This is the plug-in hybrid variant, Dad. It gives you about 38 miles of electric-only range, so you can plug in overnight. If you've got a level 2 charger, you'll get from 0 to 100% in about, I don't know, 2.5-3 hours or so. If you're just on a normal, you know, kind of level 1, 120-volt outlet sort of a thing, I would venture to guess it's probably going to take you about, you know, 6 or 7 hours just based on your charging and what time of day you're charging. Maybe a little bit less, but overall, even if you don't have the upgraded charger, Dad, you can plug this thing in at night and get that full capability by the time you leave the next morning. Which leads me to the length on this car, Dad, and what I mean by length is the range. You can get almost over 500 miles of range on this vehicle, Dad, when you combine the gas engine with the plug-in hybrid, kind of traditional hybrid variant of it. Right. And I will say this, that is a fantastic in today's day and age, to where depending on your driving, Dad, and a lot of people don't drive more than 50 miles on their commute on a daily basis, you could probably go maybe even 2 weeks in terms of this vehicle and actually, maybe even having not even having to fuel up this car as it sits. There's a new premium grade for the 450H. It's at a slightly lower price point. The luxury trim is what we drove, Dad. That's still the top tier level. As far as price goes, before I get into the features, Dad, you can get anywhere from the premium I just mentioned for the mid-60s, you know, about 65, 66,000, all the way to the kind of the luxury, the 450H plus luxury that we drove, Dad, just under 80,000, just depending on how you want to outfit this vehicle.
Okay.
As far as, let me kind of go to my notes here, Dad. As far as the ride quality, it's got all of the Lexus standard that you would imagine, Dad, right? Which is quiet and comfortable on the inside. You've got a panoramic view monitor, heads up display, heated and ventilated seats, heated and ventilated rear seats as part of the luxury model that we were able to drive, Dad. It's got that infotainment system, which we've talked about multiple times in regards to the Lexus and the kind of the Toyota platform, Dad, right? It's pretty synonymous there. Good cargo space, Dad. You do have a little bit less with the battery pack on this vehicle. However, it's not anything that kind of blows me away in the negative. I was still able to fit plenty of cargo, plenty of soccer gear in the back of this, along with some car seats, booster seats, that sort of thing. And as far as driving, Dad, goes, we've talked about this many, many times. The transition from the not only the hybrid, right, Dad, but the plug-in hybrid piece of it, where it goes from you're driving essentially an electric vehicle for those first roughly 40 miles to the standard hybrid. That's probably the right way to say it, right? Just the transition from battery powered to a traditional hybrid, and then even within the hybrid, from operating under battery powered to operating under internal combustion engine. It's seamless, and it's something that I don't think enough people pay attention to, Dad, because you and I do drive a lot of cars, and there are some vehicles out there where the transition is not so seamless, and it can maybe get even a little bit annoying if you're not driving the right vehicle. I would absolutely encourage people, Dad, if they haven't driven a vehicle like this, or if they haven't driven a Lexus, Toyota, hybrid, get out and do so, Dad, because you and I have talked about it. We talked about just earlier in this review how they pioneered the RX. I feel like they kind of pioneered the hybrid version of these vehicles and kind of how well they go together.
They have. And again, this is for those of you listening, you know, I mean, this is the old, you know, the RX of old is what really set this entire market segment ablaze. And I mean that sincerely. Toyota did a really great job, or Lexus, I guess you could say, which is Toyota. That's the parent company, did a really great job of putting that car in, if you would, in that world, I guess you could say, Richard. In other words, setting a stage for other manufacturers to then follow, and they had huge success. I mean, they sold that car outright without a lot of competition for a very long time. In turn, competition came along. They had to make that product better. They did. The RX of today is much larger than what the RXs of old used to be. In fact, I think we've even talked about this before. The NX today is about what the RX used to be. So if you want an older RX, go buy an NX, because the new RX is much larger than its original, the original trendsetter, I guess you could say, was back in the day.
You are correct. And we've talked about that. And that's the key, Dad, to me with the new RX, is it's just a little bit bigger of a vehicle, but it's not in a bad way, right? It just provides a little more size.
That's right.
In my opinion, it's a little bit more comfortable, right? You don't feel like you're kind of jammed in there.
Agree.
You got to get in and out, those sorts of things. One thing to note, Dad, again, this was the plug-in hybrid version of it, Dad. They still do have some non-hybrid models of this vehicle, but we're not going to go into all of that. So some of you folks that are kind of listening and say, well, maybe I'm not sure about that. They do have different variants of the RX, Dad. But as far as if you're looking for that luxury, again, I'm going to call it kind of that mid-size SUV, Dad, where in this case you can get the plug-in hybrid. And for a lot of people, I know they may not think they need it, Dad, but when they get in it and they actually test this vehicle real world, they really realize the value. So encourage folks, get out, test drive this, head to your local Lexus dealer. Again, 2026 Lexus RX 450H luxury. When you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
All right, Richard, I will let you go. Before that, though, I remind everybody we've got lots of reviews. You and I have been doing this for a very long time. And if there's a car you're looking at, even on the used end of things, look for our reviews. And if you ever have a question, you're more than welcome to let us know. And we have helped sell a lot of cars over the years, Richard, to all manufacturers. And I'll pride ourselves on this because I think we've got really good knowledge and we're not biased in the things that we're talking about.
No, absolutely. We're not paid by anyone, folks. We don't ever have any, you know, counter, I guess, or alternative ulterior motors, right, Dad?
We are
about as honest as we can get. Sometimes it's to a fault, but ultimately, we're just giving our opinion, folks. So take that for what it's worth, but that's all we can do.
All right, Richard, I'll let you go with that. I appreciate it very much. Somebody also asked really quick before we go to break, does the hybrid regen increase that electric mileage? Yes, it does, in fact. That's one of the things that they've done a very good job on. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.